On this evening, we anticipate in this rite the eighth day of the octave of Pentecost, which is tomorrow, the most solemn feast of the most blessed Trinity. Little by little, since the beginning of time, since God created the universe and created Adam and Eve, he began to reveal himself as he is. And so little by little, they came to realize that there is the Father, and he sends the Son, who proceeds from him by way of wisdom, and all the liturgy attests to this. We don't have time to look at it now, but if you look at it throughout, especially the last 2 weeks, you will see it, especially in rereading and listening to the magnificent sequence of Pentecost. And then, finally, after the act of salvation had been performed by the Son made man, and yet at the same time, he was made man by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, and by the cooperation and agreement of the most holy, ever virgin, and immaculate Mary. But after he had performed that for which he came, not only to teach us, because he could teach through prophets or popes or bishops, it was much more than that, but to live and to show us an example of who he is, the eternal Son of God made man, and who gives his life for the redemption of the many, and all those who wish to follow him, who wish to believe in him, and to accept him, and to obey him. If you love me, keep my commandments, he said. Then he bestows upon them, upon us, his Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father and the Son, who proceeds from both of them in eternity by way of love. And so now in time, now that he has returned to heaven, he is able to send to us the Holy Spirit as we have been celebrating the last 8 days. And this because this is the fullness of redemption and the fullness of revelation, which the Church holds as its most august treasury. Between that and the Holy Eucharist, in which we firmly believe, and for which we would firmly die without even blinking an eye, we have all of revelation. And then all the other things come from it or go to it. But the revelation of the Most Holy Trinity, it is something that cannot be known by human knowledge. It has to be revealed, as the fathers of the Church, the pontiffs, St. Thomas Aquinas, and the great theologians attest. The Holy Trinity cannot be figured out or made out by anybody on their own. It has to be revealed. And so he has done so. And he has done so by coming to us from the Father and by sending to us from himself and the Father their Holy Spirit. And so the Trinity is revealed. Three persons in one God. One God, one majesty in three persons. They're all God. They're different only in their eternal relations. But the Father is the Father of the Son, and the Son is the Father, the Son of the Father. That the Father and the Son, loving each other, spirate, as the theological proper terminology states, the third person of the Trinity, who is also a person, as they are, and who is a spirit of the love between the Father and the Son. It is the same Spirit that he has sent to us that now takes over the governance of the church and of our spiritual lives in all the sacraments, including the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. And of course, today throughout the world, as we have celebrated these Ember Days of Pentecost, which go back all the way to the apostles, those who changed and basically destroyed the Catholic calendar, do not know what they're doing. The Ember Days, which we have celebrated, Ember Wednesday, Ember Friday, and today, the morning of today, are days set up by the apostles. Before they died, before they too were taken to heaven, but not body and soul. And so it is in order to prepare for holy bishops and holy priests. And the fact that the majority of the church today has abandoned this and does no longer do the Ember Days of penance, abstinence, and sacrifice takes away the power that God gives to us to prepare for holy bishops and holy priests. And so, of course, we see all kinds of horrors, and we have for at least 30 years. It is the result of the lack of prayer, of the lack of penance. And of course, some people do not understand this. Some people do not want to understand it. That's fine. They don't have to understand heaven. They don't have to go there either, because not everybody is going to heaven. Many say they are, but they're not. It is a very small minority. So we need to wake up and smell the Trinity and follow God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and obey Him and be filled by Him, adore Him, one God in three persons in one God, revealed because we cannot figure that out on our own. It is the highest point of divine revelation, the Holy Trinity. We could speak for hours on this subject, but neither you have the time nor I the energy. But we need to study our faith and not just take it for granted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.